Really appreciate the invitation to come and preach the word of the Lord. I usually take one of my hearing aids out, for I speak a little louder if I take one of them out. I don't know about myself, about preaching with this bunch of computer preachers. I guess all of them probably use computers. I got me one, but I never found out much about it. You know, it's a little amazing. We come in yesterday evening and we picked up the speech for Brother Titus, the program. And I know one preacher here that looked at it, and he didn't see any names, and he jumped up, and he ran outside, and he got his Bible, and he's outlined. Well, it might have been close down, might not, but we're thankful to be here. Turn with us to Isaiah, the 7th chapter, and let us read, begin reading at verse 10, read through verse 14. Isaiah 7 and verse 10. Moreover, the Lord spake to Ahaz, saying, ask the sign of the Lord thy God, ask it either in the depths or in heights above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David, it is a small thing for you to worry men, but will ye worry my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. We want to turn to the book of Matthew in the first chapter and read some scripture here. Matthew, the first chapter and verse 18. Now the birth of Christ was on this wise. And as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and he shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, it is God with us. This is a fulfilling of that was promised back in the book of Isaiah. And we want to turn to the Gospel of John now in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. Notice here in John, the first chapter, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. We want to preach today on this same Jesus. this same Jesus. And the first part of this chapter says, in the beginning was the Word. It doesn't say it began to be, but it was. And the next statement says, and was, and the Word was with Him. It didn't begin to be with Him, but it was with Him. And the Word was God. Didn't begin to be God, but was God. So, Jesus has always been.
Amen, brother.
He has always been. And to think about the beginning of this, Hebrews says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also, this prophecy in Isaiah was fulfilled there, as we read in the book of Matthew. We'd like to turn also to the book of Colossians and read a passage to a scripture also there in the book of Colossians about this. Or in Galatians the 4th chapter, and in verse 4, and when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So the time came, the fulfillment of time for Jesus Christ to be born in this world. Yet He had always been. But He became flesh, it tells us in John 1st chapter and verse 14. And so, as we think about today, the beginning, and we want to go back now to the book of Genesis. And notice here in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, it also told us in the Gospel of John, here in this first chapter of the Gospel of John, notice how it reads, the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were created by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And so, this in the book of Genesis says here, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. We'd like to read a few passages of Scripture in the book of Proverbs in the 8th chapter. Proverbs, the 8th chapter, and verse 18, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit in substance, that I will fill them their treasure. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His work of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning and or ever the earth. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountain, abounded with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While yet He had not made the earth, nor the field, nor the highest part of the dust of the earth. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set the compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundation of the earth, then was I by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his daily delight, rejoicing always before him. I believe this is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning, he was there when the heavens and the earth was spoke into existence. I believe he was there when it speaks about God said, let there be light. He was there when the spoken about said, let us make man. Let us make man. Jesus was there. And so, as we think about this today, in the beginning, there he was with God there in the beginning. He's there in all creation, all of those things. And so the same was in the beginning with God. The same speaks about in the Gospel of John, in the beginning with God. So it's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice now, here we go just a little bit farther. We was chosen in him before the foundation of the world. And Ephesians 1 and 4. We was sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called in Jude 1:1. So we're talking about today the Lord Jesus Christ today and forever. He was there when the heavens and the earth was created. And he's there when we was called. We was preserved in him. And when we were chosen in him. And so today as we think about these things as we go along, this same Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among us. In John 1:14. The same Jesus. And we beheld his glory. John 1:14. Now, there's a lot of things we can think about this morning there about beholding his glory. We want to mention there about that at that time they beheld his glory, that there he began to perform the miracles and all the things that they seen Jesus doing and all those things. They beheld his glory, his power, his wisdom, and everything that can be thought about. Now we want to go to John 11th chapter and notice some passages of scripture here in the Gospel of John again about the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 11th chapter and in Verse 25, here Lazarus had died, and there Jesus had come there at that time, and there to comfort them. And Jesus says to Martha, said there unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? We go on down in this chapter here. And oh, we think of what a great thing this is. You know, when we have loved ones to die, that God is, the Lord is concerned about us. And it says here, Jesus wept.
Yes, it is.
This same Jesus wept. And we don't really stop to think about, I believe, when we have some people to die sometime, when we have great trouble, that Jesus weeps, we don't know anything about it. We don't stop to think about it. Now let's go down just a little bit further. Jesus, in 38, Jesus therefore again groaning and himself coming to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it, and Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said, I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Now, they needed to believe and they needed to remove the stone. That was their responsibility.
Amen.
But he says, if thou believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. They was going to see the resurrection of Lazarus. That was the glory of God, his resurrecting power there at that time. And so then was they took away the stone from the place where he lay and was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. When he thus had spoken and cried with a loud voice, come forth, and he had so was dead, came forth, bound hand and foot, in grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin, and Jesus said to him, loose him and let him go. This is something today I wonder. If we do not think about this and cannot think about it in this very way today, if you can correct me after service, I'm not right. We stand here today and we believe. We believe the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. We believe that God has given us to preach that word.
Amen.
And we believe we stand and we preach that word of God, that we see the working power of the Holy Spirit there, and we see people come alive spiritually.
Amen, brother.
We see people come alive spiritually. There's the manifestation in the life there that was dead in trespasses and sin. And those people become disturbed there because of the preaching of the gospel. And there we give him honor and glory and praise for that today, that God will preach through such unworthy servants as we are, and there he takes that word, and there we see the glory of God as there they come forth from the dead and walk and live in this life and serve and bring honor and glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'd like to read another passage scripture or two. You might come back to again directly, but we want to notice this in 1 Peter the 5th chapter, and what a glorious thing it is in 1 Peter the 5th chapter in verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal salvation, into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, asks that you suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And there, after you believe, and there by the grace of God, are there God's grace, the man of God and teacher stands, and they proclaim and they declare to you the truths of the word of the Lord, and there you become more settled. There at that time, you become perfect. I'm not talking about sinless perfection, but you grow up to know some truths in this word. You're not only perfect, but you're established in the truths of the word of the Lord. You're strengthened and you're settled.
Yes. Amen, brother.
All because of the love of God.
Amen.
And where do you get that? In the church that Jesus Christ organized and set up in this world.
Amen.
And we were saved by the grace of God. began to go to church and was added to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there my pastor began to preach unto me about the one church. And I said, "Oh." Sure did. Later on, began to hear about election, that I was elected into salvation before the foundation of the world. I said, "Ah." You know, that's amazing, isn't it? But I believe that. I believe that. And so, this is a way that these things comes about. And in this next verse in 1 Peter the 5th chapter in verse 11 says, "To him be glory and dominion forever and forever." That he does settle it. He does establish it. He does strengthen it. And there we come to the place that we can do some work for the Lord. Do some things to bring honor and glory to the name of the Lord. We're talking about the same Jesus that went there to the cross of Calvary and suffered and bled and died there on the cross of Calvary there at that time. Well, the time's almost gone. I haven't hardly got started. Well, we know this, that Jesus Christ came into this world. He was hated. He hung on the cross between two thieves and there suffered and bled and died there on the cross of Calvary. And we want to turn to the book of Ephesians in the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians, and we want to read a few verses of scripture there in this chapter here. And notice how it reads in Ephesians 4 and verse 7. "But unto him and to every one of us is given grace according to the measures of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? We believe he did come, and he was buried, and he descended into the lower parts of earth, into paradise, because he said to the thief on the cross, 'Today thou shalt be with me in paradise.' And the same that descended, it says, he has ascended, the same has also ascended up far above the heaven, there that he might, that all things might be fulfilled." So that one that descended, it says the same one that descended that came to this world and was born of the Virgin Mary and suffered and bled and died and there descended and went to paradise. I believe he went to paradise because today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He came forth from the tomb, and there he ascended back to the right hand of the Father. It says he's the same one. Something else I'd like to think about this morning. Let's turn to the book of Luke. After that he arose from the tomb, and there, in the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, there he arose from the tomb, and there in verse 36, "And as they thus spake, Jesus stood in the midst of them and said to them, 'Peace be unto you.' But they were terrified and frighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, 'Why are ye troubled, and why do the thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that is, I myself, handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bone, as ye see me have.' And when he had thus spoken, he showed him his hands and his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed, not for joy, but wondered, he said unto you, have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of the raw fish and of a honeycomb, and he took and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake in you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. We go to the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, and notice what we find again here in the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, how it reads, and here in the 19th verse, and the same day at evening, beginning the first day of the week, there when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, and for the fear of the Lord, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were they glad when they had saw the Lord. Now, if you could go on and read this down through here, but Thomas was one that failed to be there on that day. But 8 days after that, down in verse 26, he says, after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with him. Then came Jesus at the door being shut and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy right hand, fingers, and behold my hand, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless but believing. And Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that hath not seen me and yet have believed. We can go to the first chapter of the book of Peter and notice a passage of scripture there in 1 Peter, how it reads, and what a glorious truth this is. For all of us today that are saved by the grace of God, here in 1 Peter, the first chapter, and let's begin reading at about verse 7, then that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perished, though it be tried with fire, might be found in praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom though ye see him not, yet believing, he rejoiced with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
I didn't see him. You didn't see him.
Yeah.
But believing,
amen,
we rejoice,
amen,
with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen, yes.
I'd like to turn the book of Revelation now. There's several other things I'd like to set took up, but notice here in the book of Revelation, in the fourth chapter, in verse 8, and the four beasts, and each of them six wings about him, and they are full of eyes, and with and the rest day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him they sat that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created. Go on down here, and there are the seven sealed books there, and there no one was found there worthy to open the book. Down in verse 5, and one of the elders saith unto him, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals. We see the prevailing Christ there. We go on down in verse 8. And when he had taken the book, and the four beasts and the 24 elders
fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odor, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain, and Thou hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And Thou hast made us unto us, God, kings and priests, and we shall reign forever. And I beheld, and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which was in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the earth, all that were in them, saying blessing and honor and glory and power unto Him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and forever. And the four beasts and then said Amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever. We'd like to turn this morning, in closing our message, to Psalm, the 24th Psalm. And notice here in this 24th Psalm, how would it read? Psalms 24, verse 7, Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty at battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift up and ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's one passage of Scripture I definitely wanted to bring out this morning. You know, when the heaven and the earth was created, the things that happened, and we have people out in space today. Just recently, they was sent up, I believe, 7,000 crickets, so many hundred rats, and so many hundred moths, all those things. And they don't know definitely what they're going to find out. They're trying to find out life on the moon and the stars. But now in Isaiah 45, and 18, the more I read this past scripture, the more I get out of it. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. It's going to operate just exactly like He established it for it to operate. Just exactly. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. He put everything here on this earth that's here. Then there came the time sin got so bad that God destroyed the earth, but He saved two of every one in the ark. And there, when the flood went down, He told them to go out and increase. That ark was the place of safety for them. That ark was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were safe in that ark. Amen. And Jesus Christ is an ark.
Amen. Amen.
He is our ark. Amen. We're safe in the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen, brother.
And formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. And all as we traveled the roads coming up here yesterday, and I think about so often, God put everything here in this world for us to eat. God put everything here on this earth, not on some other planet, but on this planet. He put the water here. He put the animals here. He put the fruit trees here. He put everything here. He put all the minerals in this earth. And here are the highways swarming with cars. And there the air is full of planes that are flying. And all of that fuel that's being burned. God placed that in this earth that He created. He knew what was going to happen. He knew this time was coming. And I believe today is the time that's near the time of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
But oh, to thank God today that He loved us. And over in Hebrews, the 12th chapter and verse 3, says, consider Him that endured such contradiction for sinners like us. This same Jesus. Today, oh, today, what a wonderful thing, what a glorious thing it is for such creatures as we are to be saved. And Him to bless us that we can come here and sit together, worship Him in spirit and in truth. And just rejoice in these wonderful truths and rejoice in that He's made person prepared for us, and He's coming back after us to take us home to glory. Brother Titus.